Well, there's a secret password for Christmas this year. Did you know that? No, that there is. There's a secret password. Would you like to know the secret password? Ah, some do. The secret password goes like this. You say to someone, the light's not out. And then if they know the secret password, they say to you, the light's still shining. Okay, so we're going to practice that a little bit. Turn to someone next to you. And if you're on kind of that side of the room, say to them, the light's not out. And if you're on that side of the room, say to the other person, the light's still shining. Not bad, not bad. Yeah, there's hope for you all. The secret password comes from John's Gospel. John is one of Jesus' friends, and he writes this. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And this morning, I want us to hear just two very simple things about Jesus, all to do with that password, all to do with that verse. Firstly, that the light's not out, and then secondly, that the light's still shining. Here's the first thing then, the light's not out. The darkness has always been trying to turn the light off, turn the light out. You see that throughout Jesus' life. The darkness is always trying to get rid of him. So when Jesus is born, King Herod tries to kill Jesus. When Jesus was an adult, his family thought he was crazy. They tried to get him to come home. They tried to shut him up and silence him. And when people did start listening to Jesus, then the religious leaders of the day tried to stop him. They tried to arrest him. And they didn't just try once, they tried again and again and again. And when they finally did arrest Jesus, Pilate, the governor, had him crucified, had him killed. Jesus is always under threat from the darkness. In fact, if you read through a gospel this Christmas, if you read through an account of Jesus' life, you could just count up how many times people try and silence Jesus. Why don't you maybe do that this Christmas? And that's really amazing because Jesus is the perfect person, isn't he? He's the light. He always says what is good and what is true and what is kind. He always does the right thing. And yet everyone wants him to be quiet. Everyone's trying to shut him up in the Gospels. The darkness hates the light. And you know, at the end of the Gospel, it actually looks like the darkness has won, doesn't it? It actually looks like the darkness has won because there Jesus dies. And it looks like the darkness has finally turned the light out. Except Jesus said he was always going to die. Jesus said that actually it was by dying that he would defeat our darkness and bring us his life. So that there in that moment when it looks like the darkness has won, actually, that's when the light wins. And that pattern continues throughout history. If you look throughout the history of God's people, throughout the history of the church, the darkness is always trying to shut out the light and turn it off. And that's true today, isn't it? Many people want Christians to be quiet. And it's not just that there's darkness out there trying to shut us up. Actually, there's darkness in us as well. And yet the good news that John is telling us, the secret password for this Christmas, is that despite all the darkness, the light isn't out. The light isn't out. That's the first thing I want us to see. Maybe just try the password again next. You turn to someone else and say to them, the light's not out, and see if they can remember the second half of the password. The light's not out. The light's still shining. That's how the password goes. I've brought a torch with me. What have you, the first time you've come in? Oh, wonderful, thank you. Can you come and hold this torch for me? I don't have enough hands for a microphone and a torch. Hold it up so everyone can see it. This is my very favourite torch. This torch used to shine brilliantly, but it doesn't shine anymore. This torch was once a bright, shining torch, but it doesn't shine anymore. This torch has shone, but it doesn't shine anymore. This is now a no longer shining torch. Sorry. And actually, that means that that torch is useless. It's not good news, because it's just a torch that once shone and doesn't shine anymore. Now, if you think about that, that helps us understand why it's so good that John writes, the light shines in the darkness. He's telling us the light is still shining today. The light is still good news. Because Jesus didn't stay dead, because he rose from the dead, he's alive today. He is as bright as he ever was. He is just the same as when he lived here on earth. The light's still shining. And what this means for us is two really simple things. Keep on holding the torch, you're doing a great job. What this means for us is two really simple things. Whatever your darkness is, Jesus can shine light into it. Whatever your darkness is, Jesus can shine light into it. If you think about it, there are so many things out there in the world that are scary and sad and bad. There's so much darkness out there. And yet Jesus is light enough for that. Jesus is bright enough to shine into that. In fact, he's even brighter. So that wherever and whoever seems most lost in the darkness, there Jesus is enough for that person and for that situation. Jesus can shine into that. Jesus is still shining. He's still the light that this world needs. And it's not just for the light, for the darkness out there. Actually, in here, in us, there's so much that is scary and sad and bad. There's so much darkness in us. So many things that we fear, so much guilt and shame, so much hopelessness. And because the light's still shining, that means that wherever your darkness looks like this Christmas, Jesus is still the light that you need. He's still able to shine into that. The light's still shining. Jesus isn't like that torch that once was shining and now isn't shining more. He's still shining. And he will shine in anyone and everyone who asks him to come into their lives and to take away their darkness. So there you go. Let's hear the verse again that John wrote. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's practice that password one more time. In fact, I'm not even going to say it. Let's just see if you know the first half of the password. The first half of the password? The light's not out. The second half of the password? Now, there's one thing I didn't say about this super secret password, okay? It's not a secret. Tell as many people as you can. This is good news for everyone. The light's not out, the light's still shining.